Welcome to the podcasting series from the Institute for Social and Economic Research.
I'm Peter Lin. I'm Professor of Survey Methodology here at ISA, and I'm interested in all aspects of how we collect survey data, from how we select the samples of people, how we design our questionnaires and our questions, how we persuade people to take part, and how we make good use of the data once we've got it.
Now, what's the piece of research we're actually talking about today?
This is a study that we've just recently published as an ISA working paper about the effects of the length of telephone interviews on the quality of the data that you get from those interviews.
Now, it was telephone interviews that you are particularly interested in. What were the issues behind that you were looking at specifically?
There is a bit of mythology around about how long a telephone interview can be. A lot of practitioners in the UK seem to work to this rule of thumb that telephone interviews mustn't be more than 20 minutes long. And there's really not a lot of evidence as to why that is. So we wanted to explore those issues a bit and see if it was possible to carry out longer telephone interviews that still got reasonable quality data.
Now, what data did you use to help you research this? And following on from that, what did you find?
Well, we designed an experiment, especially to study these issues, where we selected random samples of people and randomly allocated them to either a short or a medium or a longer telephone interview. And not only that, we did this in five different countries because we were interested in whether these effects of questionnaire length, if there are any effects, differ between countries and between cultures, because we had observed that this mythology about the length of interviews that you can carry out does seem to differ between researchers from different countries.
And following on from that, what did you actually find out?
The quality of responses that sample members give in response to survey questions does seem to, in some cases, go down the longer you have been talking to the person before you get round to answering the question. So, in other words, the quality of response to a particular question will be lower if it is asked later in the interview rather than earlier, in some cases.
Were you able to tell then whether it was simply an issue of the telephone being the medium for the survey, or was it the length of the interview that was the problem?
Well, we can't tell that directly from our study, because our study was only comparing different telephone interviews. But obviously this study fits within the context of other research that other people have done, which suggests quite strongly that in face-to-face interviews, for example, the interviewer has a little bit more control over the situation and has more tools at her disposal to try to persuade people to carry on answering the questions and to carry on engaging and thinking hard about them. So it's harder for the interviewer to keep that engagement level high on the telephone. So we suspect that the issue might be worse with telephone interviews than face-to-face interviews, but we don't have direct evidence of that from this study.
So what would the types of organisations, businesses learn from this? What are the implications for people who are interested in carrying out these types of surveys?
Well, I guess for survey practitioners, there are perhaps two take-home messages. One is that the length of survey interviews matters, and you can expect a drop-off in the extent to which the survey respondents will really try hard and engage with the question the longer the interview goes on. So it's not necessarily going to be in your interest to just load as many questions into your survey as possible and have a really long interview. I guess the second sort of take-home message is that not all survey questions will be equally susceptible to these kind of quality issues. Not all questions require people to think really hard about the answers. So maybe the questions that do require that cognitive effort should be placed earlier in the interview rather than later.
You mentioned earlier the cross-national aspect of this research. Just how important is it, would you say, to look at these issues across different countries?
Well, that's something that we're really still only just beginning to explore. I mean, across this type of research in general, an awful lot of the research is only done in a very small number of countries. And people in other countries really are left just trying to speculate as to whether what was found in the States or in the UK might apply in a different country. So really, this study is one of the first steps towards trying to see to what extent these things do vary between countries. And we did find some small differences in the way that respondents answer questions in different countries.
Data quality in telephone surveys and the effect of questionnaire length across national experiment is an ISA working paper by Caroline Roberts, Gillian Eva, Nick Allam and Peter Lynn.